Hey, this is David Lynch, and you're listening to Post Rock Paper Scissors. Alright, welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. It's Armand here. Today is one of our curated podcasts. On the episode today, we have Martin Hult, who also goes by the name of Marcin Jewell. How's it going, Martin?
Yeah, it's fine.
Alright, so Martin curated our podcast today. He came up with the playlist. Before we talk about the tracks he selected, Martin, what's new in the life of Martin Hult?
Oh, what's new? Just this weekend, I had a wonderful show with the Marcin Jewell Trio in Poland, Gdynia, on a nice festival performing together with Christian Finesse and Sylvain Chauveau, who I never met before. And the Marcin Jewell Trio, that was, we we're working pretty much on new material and new visual setup, and that was a pretty nice experience. And we're finishing for my label Octave the compilation Music Inspired by Harold Budd right now, and some other projects going on.
All right, sounds good. So for those who may not be familiar with the work you do, Martin, give us a little introduction.
A little introduction. Oh, I have two musical projects. One is called Mars and Jules. The other one is Krill Minima. Krill Minima is to take the whole universe of sound and to make it into small music, electronic music pieces. And Mars and Jules is to take one moment of sound and make it a whole universe. So to make it maybe easy set, yeah? So the one thing is more like the playful aspect of my music, and the other is more like the very much creative aspect of my music.
All right. So how did you first get involved in, you know, sound art or this style of music?
I was always interested in sound. I started playing guitar when I was pretty young, but I always was more fascinated by sound itself than the music. So when I got a four-track recorder and playing electric guitar, I was more interested in making noises. So I was pretty fast listening to Sonic Youth and other bands like that, who then in every interview told things about artists like Brian Eno, Stockhausen, and all those free jazz people from New York City, and Glenn Branca with his guitar orchestras. So I naturally started listening to this stuff, was pretty impressed. Also the 12-tone music from Austria, from beginning of the last century. And so there was a lot of inspiration on that. Also Pierre-Henri, Pierre Schaeffer, the Musique Concrète, was pretty much inspired by all these different musical ideas.
All right, sounds great. So you recently released a new album out under your name, Mars and Jules. Would you like to talk about it at all? For those people who are familiar with your music, how is it different? What should they expect on it if they haven't heard it yet?
Yeah, if they know my music, then it's a follow-up to Herbstlaub, but it's much more rough and a little bit deeper and also a little bit more fragile, yeah, and maybe a little bit more folky than classic. And for those who don't know my music, I don't know, it's very, it's a mixture of strings and guitars, very abstract, condensed down to very intense emotions.
All right. So your album is titled Nostalgia, and I've always felt there's kind of a sense of longing in your music. Does that play a big part in the type of music you make?
Yes, for sure. I don't know these days, but I think always it is a big part of my music. Yeah, yeah.
All right. And you mentioned earlier that you played a show recently with the Mars and Jules trio.
Yes.
How is the trio different than Mars and Jules itself?
Oh, like I said, Mars and Jules is like making a universe out of very small basic material. So the trio thing is more playful. It's I make some soundscapes, and then there's piano and violin playing on it, very minimal, very disciplined. And very disciplined, and I play chimes, and I make sound with wine glasses, and I play cymbals. I play them with violin bows and with mallets. So it's more like really a live thing, yeah.
All right, yeah. I saw a video online a few weeks back, I think, of your live performance, and there was a visual aspect of it. How much does the visual aspect play into your music, or is it just for the live show?
Regarding this show with the Mars and Jules trio, it's just for the live show. Yeah, I will have another cooperation coming up, which is more on a general artistic level. But this is just made for the live show. And also, what you've seen is I think 1 year old, and we've not been so 100% happy with that. So some weeks ago, Nikolai, who's doing the visuals, and me, we were thinking a lot about the visuals, and we worked a lot on it, and now found something which we think it really fits perfect to the show. So it was really good performing with this new set.
All right. Okay, we'll jump into the playlist right now.
Yeah.
Martin, was there a general theme or something that you were going for whenever you were coming up with these tracks? Or why did you choose these tracks in particular, I guess?
I don't know, music which inspired me a lot.
Okay, so what was the track that we opened off today's show with?
That was pretty nice, wonderful tune by Velio Tormis. He's a very famous composer from Estonia. Not as well known as Arvo Pärt, but in Estonia he's very famous. And also he was a big influence for Björk, I think. He was mentioned very often when she made her choir album. The album which was just made with voices, and there's a lot of how he does the harmonies and how he's doing the glissando of the voices. Pretty nice to hear. So pretty nice tune and wonderful melody. When I heard this the first time, I was so impressed, and I could listen to it over and over again. And the point I found out about it was that I was asked to take part in a Velio Tormis remix compilation, which was released by a small Estonian label, Umme Pladit, who was run by a friend of mine.
Oh, sounds great. Do you know who else is on that compilation?
I'm the only artist who's not from Estonia.
Okay.
But we're having plans to make such a project maybe in a bigger range, because the music of Velio Tormis is so wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, I had not heard of him before, and this track was very beautiful. It was very hypnotic.
Yeah.
It just kind of sucks you in. Okay, so we'll jump into this next block right now. What's going to be the first track to start us off?
That's a composition of Anton Webern, who's one of the composers from the Vienna 12-tone school. And I choose it this because this was a kind of music I was very impressed by, the 12-tone music in general, because it's so far out of everything one can find in the normal music field. So it was just on the basic of normal instruments, those guys really made a reinvention in musical experience.
All right, so we'll jump into this track. I'll let you pronounce the title of the track because I'm going to butcher it.
It's one of the violin concerts, and it's track number 2, and it's Sehr Langsam, which is very slow. Thank you.
I feel the earth move. I feel the tumbling down, tumbling down. There was a judge who, like, puts in a court, and the judge have, like, what any will do. What it could be, a spanking, or a whack, or a smack, or a swat, or a hit. This could be where of judges and courts and jails, and who was it? This will be doing the facts of David Cassidy over in this case of feelings. They could make you happy, they could make you sad, they could make you mad, or they could make you jealous. So do you know a jail is a judge and a court could? So this could be like in those green Christmas trees, so Santa Claus has a big red, and now the Einstein trail is like the Einstein on the beach. So if you know the facts, so this would happen what I saw in Lucy or a kite, you raced all the way up. This is a race. So this one will have 18 times into the big ring. So this way could be wearing magic. So this one will see when a woman comes out to grab her. So this is what she grabbed her. So this could be if you lie on the grass. So this could be where if the earth move or not. So here we go. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel tumbling down, tumbling down. I feel some ostriches are like into a satchel, some like that. I went to the window and wanted to draw the earth, so when David Cassidy tells you all of you to get on going, get going, get going, get going. So this could be like the WABC, Jay Williams from midnight to 6 a.m., Harry Harrison from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., Ron Lundy from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Steve O'Brien from 4:30 a.m. to 6 a.m., Steve O'Brien from 4:30 a.m. to 6 a.m., Johnny Donovan from 4:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. I feel the earth move, Carol King. I feel the earth move, I feel the tumbling down, tumbling down. There was a judge who, like, puts in a court, and the judge have, like, in what able jail, what it could be, a spanking, or a whack, or a smack, or a swat, or a hit. This could be where of judges and courts and jails, and who was it? This will be doing the facts of David Cassidy, of where in this case of feelings, that could make you happy, that could make you sad, that could make you mad, or that could make you jealous. So do you know a jail is a judge and a court could? So this could be like in those green Christmas trees, so Santa Claus has a bug red. And now the Einstein trail is like the Einstein on the beach. So if you know the facts, so this would happen what I saw in Lucy or a kite, you raced all the way up. This is a race. So this one will have 18 types into the pink ring. So this way could be so very magic. This could be like seeing where a woman comes out to grab her, so this would she grabbed her. So this could be if you lie on the grass. So this could be where if the earth move or not. So here we go. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel tumbling down, I feel some ostriches are like into a satchel, some like them. I went to the window and wanted to draw the earth, so when David Cassidy tells you, all of you, get on going, get going, get going, get going. So this could be like WABC. Jay Reynolds from midnight to 6 a.m. Harry Harrison from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Ron Lundy from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Steve O'Brien from 4:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. Steve O'Brien from 4:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. Johnny Donovan from 4:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. I feel the earth move, Carol King. I feel the earth move. I feel the tumbling down, tumbling down. There was a judge who, like, puts in a court, and the judge had, like, put in a local jail. What it could be, a spanking, or a whack, or a smack, or a swat, or a hit. This could be where of judges and courts and jails, and who was it? This will be doing the facts of David Cassidy, of where in this case of feelings that could make you happy, that could make you sad, that could make you mad, that could make you jealous. So do you know a jail is a judge and a court could? So this could be like in those green Christmas trees, so Santa Claus has a bug red. And now the Einstein trail is like the Einstein on the beach. So if you know the facts, so this would happen what I saw in Lucy or a kite, you raced all the way up, this is a race. So this one will have 18 types into a pink rink. So this way could be very magic. So this will be like seeing where a woman comes out to grab her, so this would she grabbed her. So this could be if you lie on the grass. So this could be where if the earth move or not. So here we go. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the tumbling down, tumbling down. I feel some ostriches are like into a satchel, some like them. I went to the window and wanted to draw the earth, so when David Cassidy tells you, all of you, to get on going, get going, get going, get going, so this could be like the WABC. Jay Reynolds from midnight to 6 a.m., Harry Harrison from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., Ron Lundy from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Steve O'Brien from 4:30 a.m. to 6 a.m., Steve O'Brien from 4:30 a.m. to 6 a.m., Johnny Donovan from 4:30 a.m. to 6 a.m., I feel the earth move, Carol King.
right, welcome back. Armand here with our guest Martin, who curated today's podcast. So Martin, what do we play in that last block right there?
There was the two minimalist heroes from the States. Last week we heard was Steve Reich, Music for Mallet. And before that we heard Philip Glass, I Feel the Earth Move, from Einstein on the Beach, which is a wonderful piece. Really like that's the same inspiration for me as the 12-tone music, like this opera by Philip Glass, Einstein on the Beach, which really is like such an outstanding piece of music, which one never had heard before or after. It's so incredible and wonderful to listen to. And I think that's the same about Steve Reich, who was a big influence for me also, even if one can't hear it in the music. But it's also so outstanding. There's not another composer who's sounding like that. It's incredible for me. It's what I really search in music is like to have this, this new experience, this outraging experience.
All right. So what is it about, I guess, minimalism that really attracts you?
The minimalism, maybe? I don't know. Steve Reich and Philip Glass, they are also very different. And for Philip Glass, Einstein on the Beach, I don't even like his minimal style so much. okay. Because they play very different, they have a very different way, but I like especially the way how he walked with the vocals in Einstein on the Beach. That's very, very special. And because he has so many parts there with spoken vocals, but the vocals are like spoken but on tones, so they change the tone while speaking, and that's pretty interesting. And Steve Reich, it's a phasing thing. It's incredible. It's always the same and changing all the time, and that's an element you can find in my music too. Yeah, like you never hear the same, but you have the feeling it's always the same all the time. Yeah, that's some of my approaches too.
All right, have you ever used vocals in your own music?
Yes, I think so. There's some tracks. Yeah, there is. I made a remix for Junior Boys.
Oh, okay.
Where you can hear vocals, but I there's not really vocal sung. But I made this remix for Value Thomas, which I think is one of my best tracks. You can listen on SoundCloud. It's on SoundCloud, on my SoundCloud profile. And there was vocals inside. And also, a long time ago, I was asked to record a monk's choir, yeah, which was some kind of a job. Actually, I was asked to work with that material, but then the guy who recorded, he got sick, so I had to record it too. And there was a CD released, and I still have this material to work with it, but I didn't find the time yet. And the vocals are very interesting, very interesting. And there's some stuff with Kul Minima Project too. There's even one track where I'm singing, which was now re-released on U-Tone, I think, but before it was released on Sinner. You can hear it on the Sinner, I don't know the number. I like to listen. It's the name of the compilation.
Okay, so we'll jump into this next block right now. What's going to be the first track to start us off right here?
Okay, that's Apricot Tree. I don't really know so much about this band. I think it's a little bit of desert music. I think it comes from that region. It's more world music, but I thought in sound it was very much inspiring, so that's why I choose it, and it fits pretty much with the tune we hear after it. It's Harold Budd, Our Besk, from his Avalon Sutra album, and that was also a big inspiration for mine.
I have to say, before we jump into this track, I'm actually Armenian, and so when I was first listening to this playlist, you know, I didn't really look at what tracks there were on it. I just, you know, started to play it. And once I hit the Apricot Tree song and I heard the duduk, which is a, you know, an innately Armenian instrument.
Okay.
I was a little taken by surprise because I've never had an artist, you know, play an Armenian track on the show before or, you know, or anything by a duduk, which I think is a very underrated instrument. It should be used more often. So, you know, I'm just glad you played this track.
But it's really pretty nice track. I got it from, I think, some Russian or somewhere in the East, some mail order who was selling this. Maybe also Latvian or Estonian distributor, and they got that featured on their homepage for a week, and I think I booked one of the only copies they had.
Okay. All right. So we'll jump into this track. It is by Apricot Tree, and it's called Duduk Solo.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Armand here with our guest Martin, who curated today's podcast. So Martin, what did we play in that last block right there?
Yeah, I just mentioned the last track because I mentioned the two ones before already, and that was Arve Henriksen, Bird's Eye View, and I chose this because he's such an excellent musician. He's one of the sweetest trumpet players in the world, I think, and you can really... He just needs to start playing, and you can directly recognize his sound. He made wonderful trumpet solos on the album with David Sylvian, and his solo albums are very great. And I first saw him live playing with Super Silent, which is his band, which is more in the jazz field. And that was so impressive to see this, I think, five Norwegian guys sitting on stage, and at one moment, everybody was so much into the music and into oneself and into what happened that I think Arve was playing a solo and the others had tears in their eyes. That was a very incredible moment. And I never, for example, had seen a drum player playing with the hands and playing everything on the drums, like someone playing violin or piano, like with the deepest devotion of his heart. It was incredible how these musicians are have an understanding of music and emotion. Very nice.
All right, that sounds great. So that last block that we played had a little bit more of a kind of like a world music type feel. So are you, I guess, interested in music from all over the world?
Yeah, I'm interested in music I like. Yeah, so okay. So that's not so much depending on where it comes from. Yeah, yeah. If I like it, for example, the Apricot Tree is very very interesting because of its sound. Yeah, and also how the atmosphere and emotion is transported.
All right. So if I can ask, what music, what sounds do you not like?
I don't like music if it's too much played from the head, if it's too much based on techniques, and if there's nothing inside the music to experience or to explore.
Sure. All right. So I guess we'll just jump into this next block right here. It's going to be a short one. It's only two tracks. What's going to be the tracks that we're going to play here?
The first one is Little Dragon, a band from Scandinavia, with the track Twice, which is one of their best pieces, I think. And then we have Map Station, featuring Wes Donovan with Gravity.
Was it a boat, the man?
in a wonder steady gone under. Was it the light waves so frightening? Was it a two wheels, one mirror holding a steering now?
Intention, energy and information, the process of observation, brother check this dimension, electric and electrons, gravity and gravitation, another process of observation, life, yeah, I mean life is a timeless factor. Out, it's moving in time and space. You to do the dance, la la ah. I say attention, intention, energy and information, the process of observation. It could be hot like iron, bitter like lemon, sweet like honey. Hey, don't take it funny. Come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Electric, electrons, electric and electrons, lie, oh lie, oh lie. Energy and information, process of observation. Check this electric time. Brother, check this dimension. You know what I mean?
All right, welcome back. Armand here with our guest Martin Yule, who curated today's podcast. So, Martin, what are we playing that little block right there?
What we were listening to was Little Dragon twice. Very nice band from Scandinavia, and one of the artists I also really like in minimalist and unique electronic music was the track after that was Map Station Gravity, which in my opinion is really outstanding.
Okay, so we've got one track left in today's show. Before we jump into that, just ask a few last questions. So, you are from Germany, is that correct?
Yes.
What part of Germany are you from?
That's the mid-western part, Dortmund, which is near Cologne.
Okay. So if I were to ever take a holiday and go to that region, what should I do?
If you ever take a holiday, go somewhere else.
Okay. So it's not a great area? You don't...
No, it's nice, but I think there's much nicer places. No, we have this the region I'm living in. It's old coal mine region, and it's now we invented as an area for culture and creativity and informatics and everything. But they didn't do it so well. So, but it's okay. It's okay. It's all right. Nice living here, and it's very much down to the earth. Yeah, that's what I like. It's not like heads in the air completely, and it's fine. But there's not so many attractions. Instead of old coal mines, which a lot of people like to look at, but if you grew up next to one, it's not so the biggest attraction. Yeah, but they made a lot of stuff here. But I think if people go to places, if you would go to Cologne, there's at the Rhine, for example, there's a lot of interesting, nice places too. So, but if you can choose, there's better possibilities to go.
All right, sounds good. So, how is the music scene in that area?
Oh, it's pretty small. So I don't know. There's just a few electronic musicians in the town where I'm living, and there's some scene in Düsseldorf, where MapStation also comes from, and Kreidler, and then Cologne. Yeah, there, you know, Compact and all the other stuff, which is very famous for electronic music. But also there is, it's not as big as one would think.
All right. Okay. So, before we get into the last track, where can people, you know, listen to your music, buy it, see your tour dates, all that stuff? Feel free to share all your information.
Yeah. By the music distributed via Compact, I think, on the Octave label, which is my own label, some of the Mersen Jewel stuff, but you can always look it up on the internet. Boomcat has a lot of the music which I released, also the albums on City Center offices, where one could listen. There's some links on my homepage, mersenjewel.de and krillminima.de, and Last.fm, maybe SoundCloud, there's some stuff. And there's a series of free MP3s, which is on Octave. There's some unreleased stuff, the Octave sketches. And so I think that's it. It was the third part of the question, wasn't it?
Some tour dates, if you have any tour dates.
Yeah, if I'm not too lazy to put them in, then it's on my homepage.
Okay. I forgot to ask you. So I asked this question to all of our guests that come on the show. Are there any albums from 2011 so far that have, you know, caught your attention so far?
Yes, I have so much time to listen to music, and the music which is taking my attention, it's always quite different. But what was really impressing for me was an album on Silent Season, Arctic Circle Axis, I think was the title. And that was pretty nice ambient. Then on Leslie Movements, the album by BV Dub, which was also pretty nice. James Blake made some really interesting music this year. And one thing I heard a lot of times was Metronomy, which is more like popular stuff. And I think the music I heard the most often this year was a podcast by Trente Müller, which was the BBC radio set of the year 2009, I think. But that's nothing new, yeah.
Okay. This question just came to me. Is there a type of music or a certain artist that you really enjoy that people would never expect that you'd really enjoy that person?
Miles Davis.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll just leave it at that. So, what's going to be the last track to end off today's show?
The last track, it's by Buzz. It was released on Meteor Sound, I think. It was the B-side of an EP, which is the rest of the EP is completely different, but this remix, it's pretty incredible done, and I think AG Penthouse, who is the remix artist, It's Jörg Burger from Triola on Compact together with another guy, but I don't remember the name, but it's a wonderful piece. Really wonderful.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Martin, for doing today's show.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation.
Any last words before we jump into this last track?
Nothing.
Okay, so I'll let you introduce this last track for us.
Bus Westen was the title of the track and in a remix by AG Penthouse.